I wonder who Kyle's going to take.
All right, let me get in.
Thank you, Will.
There's stuff in there?
He better. He needs...
Draft room started. All right, Mike, you are up. Kyle! Should we get Kyle on the clock?
Yeah, call him.
He's on the clock.
Oh, jeez, that was bad. That,
so, he's auto-drafting.
Yeah.
Rapid fire.
Yep, auto-draft.
Jeez. Wow.
Does he got a Q set up? That's what it does? That's
oh
what
my
he does
God.
No, it, if you auto-draft, it takes the best available.
Oh, okay.
It takes unless the fun
you,
out of it.
Unless you have a Q set up.
Holy crap, that was
oh,
fast.
Okay.
I'm still eating pizza, and there's been four picks. Good God.
I would have done the same in your spot.
Goes to Mike.
I was hoping you were going to take McMillan, otherwise I would have had
Hampton.
To, I think.
You couldn't let him side pass
right.
at that spot.
Tatoria?
Especially how Bryce came on at the end of the
Lucas
year.
Lucas Natwick. Okay. And Drew took Travion Henderson. Who? Josh Solomon is in Orlando?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He's in Florida.
Do I need
Loser.
To, do I need to change the draft's time?
Wait, I got to withdraw that trade.
9 minutes?
Almost got to drop down to 2 minutes.
Sorry. No, no, he has time. I'll text him.
Okay.
Okay, withdraw, trade.
I thought he was somebody else until I ran into him and I saw his my name tag said Josh.
He's a good dude.
He's a big kid, right?
He's
mm-hmm.
a nice guy, though.
Yep.
And then after that, we
so have... Kyle's online. It shows him green. So
yeah.
I mean, he should have took him anyways.
Yeah. I'm going to call him.
Kyle or...
Kyle.
Well,
now, will Joey pass on Skatebo or not? I don't know if he will.
What do you mean?
Because you're such a fan of the guy.
Skatebo. I am.
He's a fan.
He is. He plays hard.
Yes, he is.
The racism of being a white running back.
Next year, there might be an FCS running back that could
be drafted. Where?
Yo, what's up, dude?
Kyle, you made a pick already, and you're paying attention?
Yeah. Brian, I'm cooking and drafting at the same time.
You're cooking and drafting? Are you a domesticated house husband?
Dude, yeah. I might be, right? I don't even know.
We've got you on the podcast right now, but I'm the only one that can hear you because I've got headphones on. He says, screw you guys, he's going home. What's that?
You got the podcast going right now?
Yep.
Just make sure.
Oh, my God, dude.
You know, yep. 5:30 in the morning tomorrow morning.
Wait, Mike says you have to be there at 5:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Ooh, that's real.
Real.
You wouldn't have to do that at Wolf nope. Creek Electric, sponsor of this week's podcast.
Fuck you. Well,
I don't have enough money to pay anybody yet, so just hold your horses.
Okay, I'll hold off on that.
What were you thinking with your pick?
Say that again.
What did you think of Omarion Hampton?
Well,
that's what the auto draft picked.
I was going to say it's probably sucks. Either going to be between Janty or Hampton between me
we're
and Box, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's when we got Cam, who's got.
I was thinking I was going between Hampton or McMillan,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I always go running back heavy, dude.
Person?
Yeah, me
unfortunately.
Too. Yeah, that's one of my curses,
I don't like
too.
Oh, jeez, I got to stick with these.
I don't like to, but I don't know. It always happens that way.
Yeah. What are you cooking?
What? Just hamburgers.
Oh, man, we have pizza here.
I know, dude. Yeah, I know. I'm like, dude, should I just tell
Yeah, you know what? It's like, we know when you're whipped, but we appreciate you being in the team.
Just respects his elders.
Oh, I know.
Who's all there right now?
There's Joey, Andrew, Lucas, Mike, and Cam.
He also calls me dad.
Oh, so my God, dude. I should be there. It's fucking right.
Yeah, that's all right.
This is a Tiger Woods guy. Right?
We did.
Yeah. Okay. I got a HR violation for calling him Liam.
I was thinking about, like, because Joey hit me up earlier about a trade.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
his team's pretty good, but...
What is mm-hmm. that old man Randy that was driving?
I don't know. If you're rebuilding a team, personally, would you go with your draft picks or try and trade?
Well, I've just heard for an hour about everything I do is wrong.
so I wouldn't listen to any of my advice. So I'm pretty discouraged right now. I'm about ready to hang myself from the center of this gazebo. But that hook, I'm too heavy to hang from here. So like, yeah, fat too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Joey, do you know what you're doing?
Then Josh is the next pick at 1-5, but he's in Orlando.
Well, you're after Josh, aren't you?
He's in Orlando?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Is lead on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. See that green mark on him?
Yeah. So, all right, oh, Kyle. Okay. Did you want to talk to anybody else?
It don't matter. I guess just, yeah, wish the rest of the boys good luck on the rest of the draft, dude.
That's the horrible trash talk, but I love you, buddy. So, have a good one.
I'm just actually playing, like, you know, I'm playing the good guy up front, but, you know. Yeah. And all the schemish things or whatever, like, I'm, like, trying to be, like, the, yeah, you know.
Yeah, you're secretly a bad guy.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle. Have a good one.
We'll probably talk to you here in a little bit.
All right. Kyle was asking me for advice. He's like, what would you do if you're rebuilding? I'm like, shit, I'm in the same boat.
Nobody will take it for, like, 8 years.
Uh-huh. The longest rebuild. God.
Yeah, you're like the Panthers in hockey.
Yeah.
They drafted all these good draft picks, and it was like, when's it going to happen? When's it going to... And now all of a sudden, they've been to the last three championships.
Yeah.
Your day's coming, Miles. The Highwayman.
Oh, yeah. What nicknames do you guys want?
Look at it where if, like, somebody wins 3 years in a row, we almost have to do a redraft and declare them a dynasty.
Did that ever happen? Who won last year? Did you win last year, Drew?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
And then it was me the year before, and then Drew the year before that.
Yeah.
Me and Cam had the toilet bowl where we both got in there and then had the worst championship.
Yeah. That's
where it was like 80 to 90.
Yeah.
That was awful.
And then, yeah, you and Drew played each other in the third place game, wasn't it?
Yep.
And both your teams just blew up. Like, yeah, good thing we didn't play those guys.
Any given Sunday.
Oh, yeah, it was the worst championship game ever.
Yeah.
You guys. No, the worst championship game ever was when we had it stop in the middle of the game and you declared the winner.
That's all I guys.
Well, that's like in the other Dynasty League. We went ahead and just, like, let them. We were like, you guys decide. And Pender, I think, bullied his buddy into it. Like,
Chewy.
Yeah. Like, basically bullied him. I was going to say blew him, but... That's
bullied him into what?
Into, bullied, like, playing another week.
Then it was all backups playing the next week. It was, like, such a... It was no matter what you did, you weren't winning. Like,
you knew I won. Well, you didn't. Well, they shouldn't have stopped the game. Like, but they did. It's like, there's no money on the line. It's just pride. Whatever you guys want to do, just let it buck.
I mean, just because a guy died on the field for a little bit, I shut down the game.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought they were going to keep playing. They're like, no, we can't do this. I'm like, what has happened to America? This is going to turn into an alt-right podcast. This is the pussification of America. Next
thing
you know,
better not air this in Minnesota.
What's that?
Better not air this in Minnesota or California.
Just
it's nation. It's worldwide. Mm-hmm. We have three downloads in Antarctica. I think that's Dan.
Who's Dan, lead all going to go with here?
Lidl? He needs run. He needs everything. Oh, my God. He'll get Hunter.
So, Solemn has 2 minutes.
You think so?
He's going to click over into auto draft.
Well, if Solemn doesn't pick, he's getting Hunter.
What's he doing in Orlando?
Disney. They're a big Disney family, I guess.
Oh.
I saw a video of how much it costs to go to Disney.
It's absurd.
It's expensive.
And for one day, he was like, it was $1,300.
Okay, no, it's not. No. That's like
a family of four or five.
Yeah, that's
there's no fast passes there.
Yeah.
Really?
No, yeah, that's all fast there. Passes at 13.
Depending on if it's peak season or not.
Yeah.
When's peak season? Like right now?
Now. Yeah, summer. Basically, summers and holidays.
I
looked at going a couple years ago, and this was like prices were lower, and it was going to be like $10,000 to $13,000 for a family of four. I'm like, good God,
what? $10,000
to $13,000? Yeah,
going to parks.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah. Those rides would be so fun.
And my sister's been a couple times, and she says like the line is part of the experience. I'm like, to stand in line for 2 hours?
That's
do they give you a booster when you ride on the big?
He's got a hat on heels to get up there.
Yeah, he wears platform.
In my defense,
shoes.
I've skydived here. Who else has?
I have.
Okay.
Who else was actually not old enough to do it at that time?
What?
He probably did it for me and Scar or even out of high school.
07?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was still high
school.
That's
when I did it. Wait, was I? I did it in 07, yeah. When in 07?
I went in Vegas.
Well, we got Travis Hunter off the board.
Oh.
He will be off the board.
Auto-draft, oh, I... Yeah. Click 7, 6,
that
10 5,
minute thing really
4.
Sucks.
I'm sorry, Cam. I wanted... I wanted to... I want... Travis Hunter goes. Next is up, Strippers Flight? D-Light.
D-Light.
What kind of name is that?
It's a dumb name.
Yeah.
He's right now. He's just who do I go with? What? He knew who he wanted to pick, and
he wanted Hunter.
Yeah.
So pissed off that Hunter's off the board.
I wonder.
Oh no, he's at draft Loveland right now and trying to trade him to me and Scary for like.
Yep, he might do that.
I would hold on to Loveland.
Oh my god!
If he reaches for Loveland, there's no.
That might actually be a good play.
Oh, Skedrick.
Does he need a tight end?
He did good last year. So I don't know if he actually needs a team.
Oh, man. Do you think he'd take my first?
He needs a running back.
Do you think they heard me?
He has more running backs than anyone else's team, but he needs a running back.
But he got AJ.
Holy shit, he has a lot of tight ends, too.
Does he?
How does he?
Has he been working out, or has he always been that big? I saw him. I'm like, God, this looks like Leadall, but it's too big.
Was it Leadall?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
that's terrible.
That was pretty good, Farmer Joey.
He needs a running back. Oh. Now he's like freaking out. Judkins, yeah. Harvey, or Johnson?
Oh. He's probably trying to work a trade.
No.
Well,
oh my god.
Which Cook?
Oh, that's Dalvin. Never mind.
Dalvin's done.
His brother sat out of practice. He hasn't practiced. Yeah. He has man a new contract.
Are you talking James?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I think that goofer, he tried to train me DeAndre Hopkins the other day.
Leadall?
Yeah. Somebody tried to trade him to me.
Is he even on it? He's not even
he's
on a
Baltimore.
Team, is he?
He's
on Baltimore.
Mike, how does he? I look at these other teams like, how do these assholes keep beating me? It's what I want to know.
I can tell you why. They have a better team than you.
You're wrong. You're just wrong. Really?
They set their lineups better.
Yeah. You know what? You did beat Luke this year, this last year.
You know, a couple years ago when Ingberg went undefeated, he only had one loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I beat him, like, soundly, and then he just rolled everybody else.
Do you think you peaked?
Yeah, I think so. Just like my Widow's Peak. I'm going bold. Actually, I think I'm beyond Widow's Peak.
All right, Leadall. What in the hell?
He's
still working on pronouncing the names of the second person on the list.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Oh, that's terrible.
Don Pollock's Leadall. Love you, buddy.
You should get a mic closer to you.
Yeah.
It's
not. I can hear.
Yeah.
I can barely hear it, but that's all right. I just kind of turn it up. But then I had to turn it back down when I call it because the yellow one's the same as my phone. So I can plug it into my phone, or I can use it as a boom mic. Oh.
I would say there's no Minnesota players right now, so he's really lost.
Yeah,
he doesn't know who any of these players are.
No, he's going to draft a run. He should be drafting a running back.
Well, it's not too hard. There's two. There's
three.
Do you dare take Judkins though?
It's a commit.
Oh, did he hit?
Running back Denver.
Yeah. Good for
that was
him.
A good pick.
Yeah,
that's
Bachmeier is on the clock
again.
Well, because the trade
first. Oh, he's actually online too. You know, I don't care who hears this. He told me to quit.
Matthew Golden.
Wow.
Bachmeier told me quite a while ago. He's like, I wouldn't blame you if you went out on your own. So, Oh, Cam.
Yep, I'm deciding. I didn't think. I thought one of these guys would have been gone. Now I got a coin flip.
Cam a lama ding dong.
Don't want him.
It's
don't.
Going between Jenkins and Johnson.
I'm going. No, I'm going.
He lit it up at Ohio State when he had Stroud.
I better. Yeah, I'm going this guy.
Yeah, I think. Does anybody?
Well, yeah, you don't have
that's
a quarterback.
I was going to trade to 7 for.
Oh, Joey. All right, I'm just going to recap this so quick. Ashton Gentry went to Mike. Sorry, Kyle got O'Marrion Hampton. Lucas got Victoria McMillan. Drew got Travion Henderson. Josh Solomon, who is on vacation into Orlando at Disney, I heard. He has auto-picked Travis Hunter. Leadall went RJ Harvey.
This is Leadall again right now?
No, this
no.
is me.
Jay Bach, Justin Bachmeyer got Matthew Golden. Caleb Johnson went to Cam. We are at the ninth pick in the round. We have Joey has traded with Leadall.
I don't want to get this guy.
And Steezy Forum is on the clock. He's amused. He's used 50 seconds so far. He talks a lot of shit.
I'm going to use the full 10 minutes.
Don't.
Plan on it.
Actually, you know what? I've got nothing else to do.
Then I don't go on much longer, and Cam will be on Social Security.
I know, right?
I'm older than Cam, so.
So did you quit?
Doesn't look like it, though, huh?
Started doing the payout for years of service.
For who?
I just saw a post that UPS is trying to buy out all their.
The older.
Older employees.
Yeah, no, I'm vested for my pension still. I can't get it. It's like Social Security. I got to wait till I'm 50, but every year after that, you let it go another year.
Oh, my. About there,
huh? Uh-huh. Getting there.
Like 6 months away?
Three more years, Mike, but, you know. Then after that, each year that I let it go another year.
I'm waiting for one of these Scoria boys to send me a pick for my first. Like, trade this pick for my 2027 first.
But, no, I didn't get in on them. They're trying to buy those guys out. I don't know why.
I would trade and back.
Like, they pay a good pension, so that's both like those people that retire in right now with 35 years of service or more. Like I think Troy Lawrence is getting almost. I think he's taking home between $400 and $4,500 a month take home, like for a pension, and then not to mention what he's got. You know, and yeah. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. We're on the air. In Belgium.
Like and everybody tells me, nobody listens. Does anybody else have a
Joe, do you
YouTube
just
want to
trade
button?
You just want to trade me that pick? I'll give you should I give
Don't
you,
give
ne-
you
next next year's next year's first and we'll swap second rounds this year.
So I only move up one spot?
Yep. If you don't know who you want, I mean, I know who I'd take right here, but.
I know. Gosh, I don't think I can do that one. They're just a mess.
I know who you're going.
Judkins.
You don't want to reach on
Is he
Scataboo,
even
going to
play
you?
This year? No, Scataboo's hurt. He's day to day. What are you going to do?
Well, he doesn't need a tight end. Oh, I didn't see Colston Loveland sitting right there.
That's where the confusion comes from. He ain't making it out of these two picks.
Oh, my.
No, I know.
I know I was able to push trade through with, I think, Joey. Because I said, you know, if you don't take my pick, your brother's going to accept this trade. And... Neighbors.
Yeah. Oh, he had one for you too last year?
Yeah.
God. I tried to get Neighbors too. I was throwing all kinds of stuff at Leadall. I'm like, work with me here, man. Don't let Drew get him, and he did. I don't want him. Like, let
there
me
were so many good receivers last year that came out of that class.
It's just sickening.
Yeah. Good. It was good.
I think the biggest problem I have is that I started playing fantasy football when you built around running backs, and that's so ingrained in me. And it's so hard to get out of that rut.
Yeah. You're right. I'd agree.
It's just
you.
And then you go and do something stupid like play a super flex league and only one person is smart about it and drafts quarterback 1-2, ends up winning the fucking league.
Who did that?
The guy sitting right next to me.
One last year like that, Superflex, I think it was 12-team.
Yeah.
And like the last two of my starting roster, I got freaking the quarterback for the Vikings last year and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Which were like two of the top scorers in the league.
Yeah.
Just dominated.
I was shooting for Baker Mayfield, and he like went three rounds above where he was supposed to go. And it just drove me nuts. I'm like, this guy should not have made this pick. He's not that smart. And he's like, oh, I need a quarterback. He was next up. I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh, was the pick in?
Loveland went.
Loveland. Ooh. Colston Loveland. Tight end. Just throw the tight end. Oh, Drew.
Is he getting any buzz? I haven't listened to much on Bears.
I haven't either. I just heard Bears suck.
He just got started practicing. He had surgery before the draft.
Yeah.
He
was
getting a lot of buzz.
Somebody said at work last week, it's like, oh, man, they're really getting ready to turn the corner. I'm like, I heard they're going to be at the bottom of the north.
I
hope so.
I got a lot of Bears in my Superflex league. I need them to hit.
I mean, if Williams quits worrying about what color his fucking fingernails are, it would help.
He's good. I like that guy.
The only fingernail I have is black.
That's a good pick.
That's who I wanted.
CJ Stroud's favorite receiver at Ohio State.
Oh, he's good. He would have been one of the
Amika Igbuka? I know nothing about him.
Ohio State, you stud receiver. He's better than Jackson Smith.
No, he's not.
Jackson,
no.
When you were
in
Ohio State, they were.
No, JSN, you asked, they interviewed Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, and then like JSN, because he was a sophomore when those guys came out, and they all praised that he was the best receiver, even with Mbuka there and both of the running backs and shit. So,
but Mbuka was even questionably better than Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, if anybody needs
he's just smooth.
Does anybody need to use the bathroom? It's through the door to the right.
In that big blue.
I thought it was in the native grass.
Yeah, you can pee back there.
Kids' fort right there.
What? No! You can't pee in the clubhouse.
Yeah, in the
There's a big hole underneath the clubhouse you can pee in.
Yeah.
Why?
No, actually, you're kind of a hard target. You're kind of small.
Yeah. Aww. There you go. I like that. SMO. Now who's on the clock?
Buck.
Do you buy your clothes from the Baby Gap?
I don't buy clothes, Mike. No? I haven't grown out of them since fucking 8th grade, so.
Oh, man. I had a girlfriend that wasn't very big, and she's like, God, thank God for fat kids, because she could buy in the kids section. So, oh, something happened.
Running back.
Judkins.
Drafted a running back that might not even play this year.
Well, they say he might go back to college, is what I'd heard at one point. Is that still feasible?
Nope, you can't once you've been drafted.
Oh, really?
Jail.
Yeah. It's like, so, I mean, we know you're not supposed to do that, but we've all been there. Somebody's got to respond to that. Kyle's on the clock.
I thought as long as you didn't have an agent, you could with pay for play now.
Still, the risk of going back ain't worth it. And then somebody'd have to take you, and they've already filled out their rosters.
My God.
Stay there and play for their NIL money. And
yeah. Some of those guys
can take a pay cut
just chase women and party.
Yeah, I'm still doing that, and he doesn't even get paid.
Oh, no, I don't party, and I don't chase women. I'm building a treehouse. It's way cooler.
I tried to set him up with somebody, and he was like, you know, I'm too busy building my treehouse. Like, okay. And then I saw the pictures. I'm like, oh, he's really? And she thought it was just like, oh, he's just giving me the brush off. I'm like, no, he's really building the treehouse. I have pictures.
A fucking tree cabin.
Yeah.
Like a tree mansion. Over here.
It's going to be badass.
She's like, can't he just say he has gonorrhea? What's that?
The He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's bad. Oh, who's on the clock?
Kyle.
He'll get Warren.
Who? Oh, Warren.
Hmm. Joey, can I trade my first pick for this guy? My first round in 2027?
Lucas, are you going Scataboo or Burden?
You can't say when there's still picks out to be done.
Why, yeah, there. See?
Wow, yeah. You really threw us through a loop.
Who are you going with?
Who is that guy?
Luther Burden. Oh, yeah.
Mike, you got that pick.
I was weak at running back. All of my drafts.
I was really fucking hoping he fell. That's so why I kept two.
All of my mocks this morning, he fell to me in the second round.
Is that that's why you kept that one? Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard really good things. Like, wasn't that long ago? You could get Scataboo in the fourth. Yeah, sweetie.
I'll trade you Kelsey in my third for that second.
Mom, I can ask you if you mind if the dogs come.
Yeah. Yeah, the dogs can come out. Guys, pick up. Make sure dogs are coming out.
Oh, bark. Bark, bark.
Yep. 10 more minutes.
Big Mike.
Oh, we had our 10-minute break.
Yeah. Bye, buddy. Bye. Bye. Huh. Who was that that just sent the text?
Solem, I just told him you're up.
What is going
on? Well, Luther Burden would be a great pick.
He is on.
I couldn't take him when I already have DJ Moore. I can't take their third receiver when I'm already playing their one. And I still haven't found my replacement for Zeke.
What are you doing, Puma?
You know her name?
I read her collar.
Oh, no. It's like, why do you know my dog's name?
I can read.
Well, Josh will be good if Travis Hunter plays receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Probably plays fucking defensive back all year.
Mm-hmm. Did Lead all get him? Who got him?
No. Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Lead all got R.J. Harvey, I think.
There goes quarterback.
Now it's Joey, right?
Oh. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Okay.
Well, there goes Luther Burden.
No.
I feel like Ward's a reach there.
Who?
That's the only decent quarterback really worth taking this year.
Yeah. If you need one, you need one.
He's got Penix, Cam, or I guess.
Penix is still unproven.
Uh-huh.
Got it.
You're my boy, Blue.
Yeah.
Hmm. Should we do that Superflex draft in person, too?
I didn't know there was a super flex league. Oh, you guys do a redraft, don't you? Yeah, I'm not.
If we hadn't have gotten busy again now a little bit, I was thinking about trying to put together another cup league.
Yeah.
That was fun, dude. That was a good one.
It was only fun because you won.
What?
It's still fun.
It consumed. My year until I walked out of it, though.
Do you see, being a commissioner kind of sucks sometimes.
Oh. You took him. Now who the heck do I take?
The joke.
Wide receivers. Do I take?
Man.
I don't like this spot. I'll take Pickens for you, Ray. I'll trade you for this pick. Take Pickens off your hand.
I mean, his right hook looks great in fucking camp. Everybody was all excited. Pickens and DK on the same team, just beating up defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin was like, fuck that noise, one Devo only.
Yeah.
But then they went and picked up fucking Ramsey. So.
Excuse me. Oh. Sorry about that. I just burped into the microphone. Does anybody ever listen to these?
Is Burden doing anything, Joe?
He's doing some.
Is he?
He's going to be a utility player. He's a slot.
I don't know anything about this guy.
I'll be surprised. They'll probably trade away DJ Moore next year if Luther Burden hits. So
it'll probably be a good dice roll. Jeez.
I would say so.
I don't know shit about these. I don't want a Vegas
receiver. Ogundey's number one this year.
Yep. It's going to be a toss-up because Burden or DJ, they can put in the back.
They've been playing DJ at running back.
DJ Moore?
Be
a fun...
Hey, Miles, I'll trade you this pick for a 2027...
2027 first. That's just rude. Joey, that is...
It's only rude if you don't accept.
That's true.
Yeah, it kind of gets ugly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wasn't he like a second round pick, though? That receiver for Vegas? And then...
late second.
Was it?
Probably should have been.
Then you got Jaden Blue, who
fifth round running back.
I know, but he's on
Blue.
He's on a team that doesn't have a lot of running back depth.
They have Miles Sanders down.
Yeah, and Javonte Williams, but they both suck.
Yeah, they got Williams and Jaden. I mean,
yeah.
Odds are I'll probably take Blue, to be honest.
What about Tootin?
No.
Darn Tootin.
Bryce Scholl, Tootin. Rachel?
Students, yeah, third running back.
I'll just throw that anywhere. God, I gotta start looking at stuff.
This is when the draft is just for...
You know...
Now you're out of the top of the blue chips.
Yeah.
See, I get out of there, you stupid dog.
A little bit more into the gambling on the picks.
I don't, yeah.
Remember, Kyren Williams went in the fourth round. Amon-Ra Brown went in the fourth round.
When did I pick... Puka. Oh, I didn't get him in this one. I got him in the other one.
I think you picked him in the fourth of that.
I think
somebody.
It's just the gambles.
Drew took him in the fourth.
Yeah, like a one in four
draft,
chance.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Puka. Yeah. No, Puka Nacua. Didn't you get him in the fourth round in our draft?
It was either fourth or free agent, one of the two.
And I think that's what happened with me because in the other league, I think it was a fourth rounder, though. Ugh. Kyle Williams, he doing anything? He's on the frickin' Patriots, that's all.
I keep hearing good things about him. Jadon
Blue.
That will never get old.
It's a great movie.
Is it old school?
Yeah.
I thought so. What the heck was that?
That must be Lidl. It sounds like a door shut.
Yeah.
Probably Lidl. Maybe.
Yeah.
Would he get dropped off?
I don't know.
Oh, then it's not him.
No, one of the kids, maybe? They went out the back door. In the pass.
Okay. Miles, you get to draft next round.
I know. I almost drafted in this round, but I'm holding on. But thank you for the offer, Drew. So.
I mean, I didn't mind your draft pick last round.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad. Oh, yeah. So last year, I got the guys I wanted. I got Trey Benson, the running back. And then I got Ricky Pearsall, and then he got shot. And then...
it's nothing to laugh about. Like
He recovered.
Yeah.
But, he did? Yeah. They're talking he might have a really good year this year. Oh, all my plans, they're coming together.
As long as he gives you 50 points a week.
Oh, my God.
You always get a lot of street cred, at least in the
water. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucker got shot and came back in the same year.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Who else got shot a couple years ago? Wasn't there?
Odell. Yeah.
Sean Taylor got shot in his house.
Didn't he die, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was another one. Who is it now? It is Bach
Meyer. Oh, he's back on the clock? God. You know, the thing is, I'm not terrible. I'm just middling, and that's almost worse than being terrible.
Yeah, because you never get that top-end draft pick to truly improve.
Yeah, you got to have a bad year.
Yeah.
This year, I don't know. I mean, you look at the board, and...
Nobody excites me in this range. Yeah. I used to get so... Maybe it's my age. Maybe I need a blue chew or something to get excited again.
I think the whole first round... I think all those people... Yeah. Top heavy draft. Yeah. It's getting lucky.
Oh, maybe I'll get Jackson Dart to pair with my Jameson Williams. Wait, not Jameson Williams.
I was going to say Detroit.
Yeah. Nah, my bad.
You didn't even have Jameson. Drew does.
I dropped Jameis Winston.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that time that whole podcast we talked about Brett Favre?
Yeah.
And we met Aaron Rodgers?
You know, Jameis Winston was...
Like, he's entertaining.
Fun fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, he was.
And Flacco, too.
Oh, yeah.
Flacco throws freaking Hail Marys.
Bachmeyer's off. He's on the clock, but he's off his phone.
He's not on the clock. There's no green dot.
He's on the clock, but he's offline.
Yeah.
Usually it just goes to auto.
Offline, it should auto.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to count down to 7 minutes, right? I don't know.
Like, maybe he's listening to the draft.
He could be. Bachmeyer, if you're listening, make your pick.
I just texted him. You're up. You know, remember last year when we talked through my other drafts? And that was fun. I think we managed to stay on topic.
Miles, who are you looking at with your first pick in this
I can't
draft?
Say. Actually, Box here. I can't say. Box back online, then Kyle, and then Lucas. I can't be sniped by Lucas.
Oh, yeah, not Lucas will snipe.
Do you prefer Lucas or Luke?
I go by either.
Yeah?
Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you answer to both? Nice. Oh my God! It's not brain surgery, Bach.
Yeah.
Before your last pick in the fourth round, let's talk before you pick your needle.
Okay.
I love troll picks.
Because I can guarantee he's gonna be there. And I'm sure whoever you want is be there 2 picks later. But I just might take him ahead of needle.
Oh, I get ya.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So that really... That is pretty funny.
So...
I don't even know who it is, but if you say that my guy... Yeah, I don't even know anybody on the Vikings. Like, I have no idea on their rookies. Oh, yeah. So, and I'm assuming that's what...
No, it'll be the wide receiver 4 for the Vikings drafted this year.
Okay.
So, and I'm sure Leadall... It'd be pretty ballsy to take him on his third pick. But if he's there in the fourth, I bet you he would take him.
Yeah.
I'd love to just take it the spot. God, he would be so fucking angry.
Guys, think about this. So you have Jefferson on one side, and you have Addison on the other side. This guy, he's going to get some play because, you know, he's going to be single covered by the third best, fourth best DB in the league. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of Ollie Gordon?
I haven't heard much. I think they're all in this tier, all those running backs. That Tootin, Samson, Gordon, Giddens.
You're throwing a dart and hoping somebody works out.
Somebody gets injured.
Yeah. What about that running back, that Mung Nung guy or whatever for the Bears? Is he any good?
He just started practicing.
Did he?
Seventh round pick. Not real nimble.
Who's that for KC, though?
KC one. I was just looking at him. He's Smith. He's all the way down.
To me, it's you gotta take that first round, right? First round wide receivers, you almost have to take, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, kind of a
crap especially shirt. This year.
Then you take. I'd rather take a shot at a running back than a wide receiver.
Depends how buried in the depth chart that running back is.
Yeah, but you look at
This Jacksonville running back. He is so buried behind Etienne and all them.
Oh, Etienne?
Or Etienne.
That's who Liddell's going to take in the third round is the other ETN.
Yeah.
So he has both the ETNs.
You know, then you got Samson. He was the second running back drafted in that year, which can work out in your favor. Like Aaron Jones of Packers drafted him after Williams.
Yeah.
And he actually ended up being the better running back.
Cadillac Williams?
No.
Cadillac.
No.
That's awesome.
Oh, was it? God, what was the guy's name? Because
Jamal
I remember
Williams.
Jamal, he went to Detroit and had a resurgence.
Yeah.
Who drafted Jamal Williams?
The Packers.
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I've got a pick?
Yo! Welcome to the podcast.
This is a moment to be celebrated. Enjoy your 10 minutes.
Jacksonville running back off the board.
I think that's who I'm going to take.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is the highwayman with his first pick.
Ugh.
No pressure.
Watch him have a Hall of
Fame. I just know whoever he picks here, I'm not taking him in the deuce league because it always he picks. So I do. I'm like, who'd Miles take in our other draft? And I'm
what
like,
does Miles need? Miles has so many running backs.
I can always use.
Go wide receiver.
Yeah.
Tight end.
Oh,
or
God.
Quarterback.
I don't like anybody here. Does anybody want. Nobody will trade with me. I'm not going to work with you.
I'll trade with you. It has to involve your 2027 first round pick, though.
Yeah.
I just can't do it, Miles. Like, yeah, there's Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
You need a quarterback.
Nah, I'm good with quarterbacks.
Are you?
Yep.
That guy?
Yep.
What is Solon gonna do?
Enjoying himself at Disney World?
No, he's probably not enjoying himself.
Really? That's the happiest place on earth.
He has kids.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he has a pretty decent sized fam too.
Does he?
Yeah. You know, if Grace didn't die, like almost die every time we had kids, I might.
Oh my gosh.
What?
You really put a pause.
Yeah, I was like, huh?
It's all about presentation.
I was like, fuck, I didn't hear that one quite yet.
But. Yeah, like Miles just seems in pretty good spirits. With my first pick at the 3-4, I take Jalen Royals, future Hall of Famer for the Kansas City Chiefs. Much.
Kansas City.
Uh-huh. That's about all I could go.
I hope he hits Miles. I hope he hits.
Yep.
Miles, you're used to saying with my only pick in the draft I take.
Mm-hmm. I usually make a lot of picks in the draft. I just move them around a lot. It's, I don't know, I'm like one of those guys, like if I just stay in my lane, I'd eventually like get to the front of the line, but I'm like in and out. And then I just end up behind like the U-Haul truck and watch all my friends go by.
He gone.
Another running back for Jacksonville there. Yep.
Yeah. See, I really like Tootin just because of the name.
When Cam used to draft people for their hair.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it, yeah.
And Grace used to like draft people just she liked like oh God, who was that receiver for the Steelers years ago that turned out to be a nutcase? All of them?
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and
No, the other guy. Juju. She just drafted based on names and she like won her league. So
Michelle did the same thing.
Yeah.
And she drafted Curly first.
Yeah.
But he looks like a girly man.
Do you guys remember your first pick, your first two picks of this league? Who were your first two?
Oh, going all the way back to Yahoo?
Zeke and Aaron Jones.
Mine was Juju.
Yeah.
And frickin' Julio Jones, because I had the 110 and the 201.
Yeah.
And then my next pick was Kerryon Johnson. So tell me I haven't dug out an apple. God.
Oh.
It's because I listened to them frickin' Three Stooges.
Man,
yeah.
Davante Adams had to been one of them. And then
could you go back and look that? I suppose not from Yahoo.
Yahoo doesn't keep as good of records as I can go back to 2021, I think.
Is that when we swapped to sleeper?
That was probably my number one.
I think.
And then I did a second wide receiver.
I drafted Kelsey in the third.
Yeah.
back, you know, when he was in his mid-20s.
Let me look at Miles' team, because Miles always trades me for wide receivers.
I don't know if Miles has... Do you have one person that you drafted? I'm pretty sure I don't.
I don't think I do. I'm going back that far. I mean, this dynasty has lasted a long time for dynasty leagues.
It's awesome.
It's, and I mean, we've gone through a lot. Remember when I had to bust those guys for collusion? Colton and
yeah.
Trey. Was it the guy's name? Trey?
Yep.
Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, they colluded.
Yeah.
Speaking like of the league and stuff, is it just like a fun league? Are we paying money still? Or like, do we?
I still have people's money from like 3 years ago that I never paid out. Yep, Mike paid for two leagues. I think it's time to just refund.
It doesn't. I mean, I'm just curious because I don't have my money right now, and I'm just.
Oh no, it's I haven't taken money or.
I didn't think so.
I didn't want Noel.
Who took that?
Yeah,
you're on the clock.
People here to make the vote. There's six.
Wait, what's the vote?
That if we're talking. Declare it a dynasty if you win 3 championships in 5 years. Redraft.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that's cool.
If you win it 3 years in a row?
No, 3 and 5.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be a run of the mill.
Triple-peat?
Yeah.
Who's ever done that in the history of the Super Bowl and looking at how many dynasties there are?
Well, that's why we need to chase that.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm just saying it's
how many years has this league been going on? Is it
17 or 18? 18. I think.
Because it was pre-COVID. I remember that.
I was still at L&K, you know.
Yeah.
They said they weren't laying anybody off and then laid us all off the next day.
Yeah. Well, I went in and talked to Reed that week, and I said, hey, I said, when you start laying people off, I don't foresee that happening. I said, when you start laying people off, I said, it's going to happen. I said, it's going to happen. And then, like, 2 days later, it started. And then...
But there was a lot of fat that needed
to be cut.
Lucas probably didn't need to be in the first fucking cut.
No.
No, because Rusty hated me.
Yeah.
Well,
do you know...
He didn't tick his balls the same way a couple of our friends did.
Yeah.
I just read up a little bit on this Ollie Gordon. I think he's a kind of an exciting pick. He's got speed.
Yeah. He's not as... And he's kind of big.
Yeah.
They think that he'll play. He Mostert.
Oh, really?
Probably. I still have Mostert on my roster. I'm going to keep him.
He's, 34?
He's 35. Great. Oh. He's wonderful.
He was freaking really good there last couple.
He did better than Travis Kelce. Miles, you want a running back? Mostert for your first in 2027?
What?
Oh, come on. You guys are taking this a little too far.
True. What are you guys trading?
Do you know what? Russ actually called me after I quit.
Yeah.
And said, hey, man, I'm sorry I wasn't there when you did it. And I was like, I would have shook your hand. And he's like, been good working with you and everything. I'm like, God damn, we didn't get along. But
I think that Reed mandated he went to, like, anger management classes.
Yeah.
Russ?
Yeah.
Really?
He's been better to deal with lately.
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to go get my
shoe. All right.
We'll be here.
What if we're not? What if it's a Rapture and only Mike doesn't get to go?
It'd be funny.
He'll get left behind.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely will. But I think there's some people here, too, that will be left behind with me.
Left behind her? Oh, wait. Should I put in a fart noise here?
Why would you do that?
You gotta start doing the pick as in sound.
Yeah. The pick is in. Who's on the clock? Oh, lead all. This will be 10 minutes.
Let's see.
What is he thinking?
He's going to reach for that Bears running back.
No.
No.
You don't think so?
He's going to take the Carolina guy.
I didn't have the volume turned up. It's the 20th Century Fox with fart noises. That's a long one. Lead all.
You're going to do it, aren't you?
What are you going to do?
ETN's going to go to Drew at pick 10 if he doesn't take him.
Out of spite? Maybe I should bring
only
the podcast back.
Yeah, I think you should.
You know, I do have a lot of fun with it. I've just been busy.
Yeah.
That was a problem. I was got so busy last fall.
Yeah, you've been busier than that.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy over my draft. I just got a lot of people to really replace people.
That dog.
I was watching the draft on my cell phone in the NICU with the cousin of the former GM of the Bears. Sitting there watching. Like, she was the nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and Kendra was hating it. I'd be like, hey, we got a tight end. Open up to the glass. That's funny. He's convinced you to be a Packers fan.
Oh, really?
I have a career in sales. That ain't going to happen.
Oh, man. Hey, do you have a trailer to rent?
Do you need to borrow one?
I'll rent it off you.
You can just use it.
I know.
We're friends. When I need electrical
we're not work, that good of friends.
Yeah, we are. No. You can borrow my trailer.
I need a, for a lift? Is it a tilt bed or?
It's got ramps.
Yeah.
But it's loaded. It's got 15,000 pounds worth of axle on the back.
Okay.
It's a low boy.
Yeah.
So, right. When did you have the midlife crisis and buy the Challenger?
No midlife crisis at all.
Oh my god!
Your inner black kid or what?
No.
It's not a Benz.
No, they've switched over to the Hellcat Demon RT Challengers for 800 months.
Is Lidl trying to work a trade with one of you guys?
None of us.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you guys were like buddies, but not anymore.
Don't trade. No. And he would advise anybody else not to.
Yeah, hey. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah.
Just that bitter about both of them.
Yeah. Hey.
Should I ask him if he wants any clear back?
Yes.
Trade him for next year's first.
Okay.
Is he even on the league still?
Yeah. Who?
Who's he play for?
Commanders.
Who?
Eckler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to shoot him a trade request on that one.
God. God, I remember Mike was so mad at you, Cam, that you guys wouldn't even talk for like a month.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've had everybody like pissed at me one time or another.
I've never been pissed at you.
Lidl has been mad at me a couple times. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was in our startup. That was in our startup. Remember when he was pissed that I was taking 24
yes,
hours for my
Yes, that was
draft?
So... You know, I...
Like, dude, you got 24 hours. What the fuck's hurry?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then... You oh god that was so funny.
Time to read the names. It's okay.
Yep. Well, because you were.
So I did a straight trade. Eckler for his 26 first rounder.
Because he got him from you, right?
Yeah. No, I got him from him.
Okay.
Just start spamming him.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna send him a trade. Too. Trade.
You can do it in the draft room, I just found out.
Can you?
You click on team and you can send trade requests.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I want his... What are we at?
309? Everybody sent him a trade for his first next year.
I just sent him... He's
going to
be so
excited.
I'm just sending a trade. No, I'm just like, oh, I'll take that guy. I'll click second round.
Whoever gets a trade to go through wins.
We should all just start blowing up Lidl.
All
of us at once.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Welcome to the party.
What are you guys all hitting him up for? What's annoying him?
Oh,
has he responded?
26 first.
I'm going to see if he wants Mostert for this pick.
Ooh, Shadur.
First 309.
You click on team and then you click trade. Under your team name.
We had some good trades out there already.
Oh, look at that.
Poor Lidl's phone is probably just blowing up.
Good.
And his wife is probably bitching at him.
He don't get the guy he wants because he runs out.
Sam Howell is on the Vikings. I'll send him that.
Little Shakir.
We'll see if he wants that guy.
I got three outstanding trades to him.
Terrence?
Oh, he took a... he took a third string tight end.
Well, at least he made the pick. Good.
Now I gotta withdraw my trades.
Well, Austin.
Is it me?
Oh, no. Drew.
Okay. Oh, Drew. Okay.
Drew's figuring out how he's gonna troll Leo from over here.
Trade him Dawson Knox.
Shadur.
Oh, he went and did it. There you go.
Hey, you can take the risk when you're on top.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Well, maybe he might go.
It was going to be him or ETN, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Now I just sent him Dawson Knox for his second round in 2027.
I've got like three offers out there for 26 first. And I'm going to let him see.
I just tried trading for maybe James Cook.
Gonna throw a dart. I mean, he needs a fucking quarterback. I don't know that dart would be the one I would pick.
Well, it might end up too.
Oh, Stripper's Delight sent a new message.
What else you got? Is that gonna kill all of us?
Yep.
It's like when you're trying to text women in bulk.
With him? Oh, that was Bachmer.
Oh, goodness.
Projected starter right now.
Kyle.
Yeah. This is the second time he hasn't shown up to my house.
There won't be a third.
Nah, I'm pretty easy. The chatter is definitely dying.
Oh,
dino.
He rejected my trades. I just got that text.
That poor pupper.
I mean, he must be.
Oh, he rejected all of us now.
He must be thinking about Eckler for his first.
I don't know.
You know what? You could probably do it for if you ask for a second. He might do it.
Honestly.
No, rejected.
If he does that, that'll be the biggest flub he's made on Eckler.
For you, I did the other.
If he does do it, like that's going to be
we gotta stick together on this.
Who's that? Jarquez Hunter?
Yeah.
Rams, yeah.
Oh. Oop.
I feel dirty this year, gentlemen. I don't like not having picks.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I had such a good plan. See, do I have any picks in the deuce?
Probably not.
Most people know what pick they have. Miles is like, I gotta see if I have any of them available.
So, guess what pick I don't have this year in my other league? I do not have a first round. I do not have a first. But I do have a second, a third, and a fourth. Oh, I've still got Taysom Hill on my team, though. You're all about to be in very big trouble. Has anybody else seen the Happy Gilmore 2?
Yep.
What'd you think?
It was just a bunch of flashbacks to them. It wasn't even a new movie.
Yeah. Aww. Well, the first one had a lot of dream sequences, too. And it's what I expected, but I laughed a lot more than I thought I would. I really enjoyed it. The end got silly.
Did I help you guys troll?
Sure.
Pick Felton.
I got to start my other draft here.
All right. You had a pick? Oh, excuse me.
I might as well. Play into your guys' troll.
You did it?
Lead all. Massive Vikings fan. They took Ty Felton, the wide receiver for the Vikings.
We're dicks.
Oh, my God. Can you believe I'm recording this in two different podcast sections? You guys gonna listen to it? It's so good.
Yep, probably.
I'll clean up the. I'll clean it up and post it tonight.
That's the guy that you were wanting. Is that receiver for Minnesota?
That's the one that I'm sure lead all over.
That he? Okay, right? Yeah. Okay. So now I don't gotta really worry about. I'm trying to figure out.
There's probably a running back out there.
Who's Manon guy?
He's actually supposed
seventh round pick out of Rutgers.
It's.
The Bears don't have a good running back room, and he's third.
Stay out of my garden. Oh, there's a rabbit over there.
You, since you have Swift, it makes sense. God.
My goodness.
God, I don't know. Who
Zach happened? Moss is out there. Elijah Mitchell.
Wait, Trey Sermon is with the Steelers now.
Yep. That was a pick I drafted thinking he'd turn out.
Yeah.
Dud this entire time.
Yeah.
Trey Sermon.
Yeah, he's been great.
Oh, and Gainwell went there, too. I drafted him when he was with the Eagles, and I played him a couple weeks, Gainwell. But he just didn't – he was a spot player. He was not the greatness they expected.
How would you like to be Jalen Reagor and be drafted one pick before Justin Jefferson?
Oh, I know.
Cam Akers, talk about a guy that fell off the deep end.
Oh, my God.
Cam Akers.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Poppers?
Oh, okay.
Or you drafted in your other league?
Me?
Yeah.
I got the 110.
Oh, okay. Redraft?
Superflex Dynasty Best Ball.
But,
yeah.
Did you start it?
Yeah.
Nice. You didn't even ask me if I wanted to be in that one.
It was like, probably just the Browns Raiders. Like a whole league for my down there for high school buddies.
Oh, you told me.
Yeah, it was just like.
Yeah.
And now they're getting into it.
Yeah.
Wait, you would want those Bears tickets still, right, John?
Yeah, nothing against.
Let me know. It's okay. Yeah,
and,
you know, I've thought about since people in my class have started to pass on. I've thought about like trying to reconnect with some of my old classmates through fantasy football, but
then you remembered you didn't like them back then, so why would you like them now?
No,
did you get a troll like we just all did to lead all.
Yeah, no, I. That's the thing. I actually have some like really good friends, but I'm finding out. You guys might be surprised at this, but I have ADHD. Yeah. So if something I found out with my personality and my deficiencies, if somebody's not in front of you, you forget about them. You don't like forget about them, but it's like it's object permanence.
Well, shit! It was a fucking month that you didn't work at the shop before I realized.
I know.
I was like, son of a bitch, where's Miles been lately?
Yeah. I heard it was a lot quieter without me around. I don't know.
I'm still a smart ass.
Yeah.
Every time I used to make Reed smile, how can it give me $20?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so then I'd always find, like, creative shirts. Like, I bought that one, Don't Be a Cocksucker with the Rooster and the Lollipop.
Yeah.
He was chewing my ass, and I pulled off my hoodie one day, and that was that. And he started to get pissed, and Helgen walked in and gave me my $20. That was a good one.
I told him, he was after us one day out in the shop. This is when Erickson still worked there. And he was getting after him for something. And I said, hey, I don't come into your office, take dicks out of your mouth, and show you how to do it right. Quit telling me how to do my job.
Reed?
Yeah.
I also went into Reed's office one day and I said, hey, so do you think Nine Finger Randy has a drop his pants account to 20?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? It'd just be something random, but I turn around and walk back.
Yeah.
He's going to take the whole time because he's so mad right now. He's
like, he's probably going to get...
Wait.
He's like, well, I could get the Bears
he's
running
back.
He's
going the Bears running back.
But then,
but then I'll just trade him to Joey anyways for a shitty trade that he offers me.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not disappointed with my draft so far.
Good. I am.
Picking towards the end where you just get shit. You know what that's like. Where you're picking at the end.
Yeah.
So, my first two picks I'm really happy with. after that.
It's just darts.
Yep. This might be the first time I've ever taken a receiver with my first pick.
Joey passed on Scataboo.
Yeah. I mean,
just because of the name. Like, you love that guy.
No. And he's a good runner and stuff, but, like, it was also...
On the Giants?
Well, not even... I think he'll do good, but, like, it's hard, I don't know. For me, it was hard to pass on Loveland. Right? Like, it doesn't even matter if he was on the Bears or not. He's just going to be...
And the offense he landed in,
yeah.
He's got a chance to be a LaPorta.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cam, were those shorts or are they cutoffs?
Both.
They're your mom's.
They're shorts now, yeah. Miles.
They were fancy from
cutoffs. Oh, cutoffs.
Okay.
From the '80s.
It was the '80s.
About Warren, I picked. It all depends on who. If Richardson plays, short little safety valve, he could be huge this year.
Yeah. Who?
Tyler Warren, tight end for the.
Yeah. Good God. I have an abundance of Denver Broncos running backs.
Look at who you could have had, Miles, from the picks you traded away. Those guys would have helped your team a lot.
What? Who?
Trayvon Henderson.
And Tyler Warren.
Yeah, I could have had herpes too, but...
Where would have been really good for your team.
Yeah, I wouldn't have taken them.
Shit. Probably should have. Could have.
What is that noise?
Yeah. I could not pass on this.
Is he? He's still on the clock?
Yeah.
Yeah. Other draft.
Yeah, he's mad.
He's looking for a quarterback.
He's like, I start those guys because I know how to read their names. Now I can't find anybody.
I guess Howard is available.
Ooh, Zach Moss is available.
Zach Moss is available.
Yep.
Free-range chickens over there.
Yep. There's a lot of chickens in this neighborhood
Luther
now.
Luther Burden fell to me in my other draft. I got the 210.
Yeah.
Take him.
210,
you take him.
Yeah. Holy Christ. I think they're planning big things for that guy. He's
he
going to
be
returning
some chickens.
Oh, and I got Caleb Williams for my quarterback, so that'll be a good stack.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be the number one, but like
give him some time.
Yeah.
Well, he's got Odunze is too damn good.
Yep.
Yeah. And just But yeah, if he can get
Well, this year's draft.
Losing Keenan Allen was actually a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Gives those other guys a chance to kind of step up. Yep.
Wait, you said he dropped to the 110 in that draft?
210.
210. Oh, 210. Gotcha.
And that's good.
Yeah, okay. Him a 210.
Yep. Holy cow, you're already to the 210 already?
I put mine on 2 minutes, not 10.
Wow.
Shitter, get off the pot.
Man, well, best lead all must be pooping.
No, he's not. He's just.
Out of spite.
Spite. He's trying to trade with no one, himself.
He tried to send his 2026 first down for Gen D.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a big old decline.
Yeah. That was not good. Yeah. Especially you for having Gen D. Like,
how come Mike fucking picked Felton? That was my next pick.
You know the voices are way off. Wow! I can how you say
did,
it.
Do you
I
think?
See him saying it like,
do you think Solem meant to pick up two quarterbacks?
Did he?
Probably not.
You know we did this wrong. We should have been on floaties in the pool.
Mm-hmm. I told Joey we could.